Check it. 6 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Overnight America. The Taco Man, Pedro Fernandez, in the house. Of course, we'll get to my co-host in just a second. We're going to talk sports the next couple of hours. And for you barrier freaks, that's right, you keep sending us all these emails talking about Oakland and San Francisco. Like, there are other places, although we do live here. We know a little bit about that. We'll do something on barrier sports in hour number two. But straight up, of course, got the regular stuff, the NFL and the NBA and baseball. And we'll talk about Madonna and Alex Rodriguez and Dominic Jimenez. What are you going to talk about today? What's on your plate?
As always, Pedro, we're going to take a look at the NBA. A lot of news happening. A lot of things we can little talk about here. Byron Scott, coach of the Lakers, he wants Kobe to shoot more.
Shouldn't Kobe just retire for the good of the team?
I don't know if he should retire, but he should definitely play smarter.
Well, now, here's a guy that knows something about the L.A. Clippers and the L.A. Lakers because he's been their ball boy for so many years. Talk about Zach Attack Young. Zach, is it time to get rid of Kobe?
I don't think that they can at this point. I mean, he's the only one who's bringing people in to watch the games, but I don't know. He definitely needs to be more effective with his shooting, we should say.
Okay, what are you bringing to the dance tonight?
Well, we're going to talk college football, NFL, and some combat sports. We had UFC 182 this evening.
And the main event was somewhat exciting, yes or no?
It was somewhat exciting. The first three rounds, we'll get into it a little later, but yeah, it was a decent fight.
So the NBA's on tap, the NFL's on tap. We're talking, of course, we even talk a little tennis tonight. We'll talk
a little tennis tonight.
As far as golf's concerned, I don't know. I don't get off too much on golf, but if you really push me, we can do some golf next week, but straight up, no golf tonight. These are some of the suggestions I get via email and no text. Some guy said to me, give me your number so I can send you text. Yeah, like I want to give out my phone number nationally and around the world on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes. Did I miss any? About 20, huh?
You missed it. Yeah, there's plenty more, but we got the gist of it. We get it.
Open phone lines coast to coast. If you got the balls to call, please do so. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And when I say the balls to call, the reason why I say this is because if you call and make a fool out of yourself, we will dish you big time, live coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The NFL playoffs, day number one. Lots of stuff to talk about.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
There is a difference in the water you drink. Go to alchemywater.com and you'll find out what I'm talking about. I love it. It's part of my daily ritual, both in the morning, after a run, before the gym, after the gym. Put it this way, 24/7, it's what I intake as far as my fluids are concerned. Alchemy Water. Check them out at Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Straight up, UFC 182 in the books, and is John Jones still the UFC light heavyweight champion, Mr. Zack Attack?
Yes, he is. He won a unanimous decision over five rounds, 49-46 on all three cards. I thought the fight was closer than that, but that's what the official cards were.
Cormier couldn't close the distance. He couldn't get him on the ground, huh?
No, he got him on the ground very briefly, but John Jones took him down twice. First takedown wasn't much. Second takedown was a legitimate takedown, and he retained his belt. He won the championship rounds, kind of stalled in the last round, just by holding on to Cormier and not letting him get off with punches. But, I mean, he already knew he had the fight in hand at that point.
I'm sitting here eating crow, folks, because I thought that Cormier would win this fight going away. I really thought that he would be able to use that solid wrestling base, of course, being a former U.S. amateur champion, the Pan Am Games, who won that a couple different times. I just figured that, you know, Cain Velasquez is wrestling coach. I mean, he's the real deal, and I thought that wrestling base would be able to take John Jones to the canvas, and once he got there, I thought Cormier would keep him there with some effective strikes and the fact that he was a heavyweight coming down to fight at light heavyweight. But, you know, you got to give John Jones credit. At least I'm giving him credit, more credit than I have in the past. And I'm sorry to diss Mr. Jones, and, of course, his people are listening tonight on 3WE in Atlanta, GA. But, you know, up to this point, there's been something lacking in him. And I think tonight, I think him beating Cormier, although it wasn't the most one-sided decision in the world of MMA, I think he made a statement because I think Cormier was the best guy he's ever fought.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that this said a lot about who Jones is. And honestly, in my opinion, he has a good chance to end up being the greatest of all time. You know, there's a solid argument for him at this moment. I think he needs to fight a lot more, but he definitely is the most impressive 26-year-old that we've seen. And he just seems to be improving every fight.
We're talking about John Jones, so of course, Atlanta GA is what he calls home. He is the light heavyweight UFC MMA champion, of course, 205 pounds or less. He's 6'4". He's got a 74-inch reach. He's got a massive body, and, of course, he's been able to overcome some incredible obstacles to stay essentially unbeaten, because I believe he lost that one fight to Matt Hamill. That was via disqualification when he threw some blows on the ground that weren't legal in the UFC, per se. But straight up, he's essentially an unbeaten fighter. In a battle of unbeaten fighters tonight, he proved that he was a better fighter. No question about that. Now, tell me about the Cowboy. How'd the Cowboy do?
The Cowboy won. He won maybe every round, at least two of the three rounds, I thought. And he looked good. You know, he was dominant the first round. And at the end of the third round, he was turning it on. You could tell that he had a strong dislike for Miles Jury. And he had him on the ground. He was just kicking him in the legs. And, I mean, he got the decision. And I think he's just going to keep pushing forward and maybe getting another title shot in the future.
He was punished in Miles Jury when he probably maybe had a chance to put him away. But he decided to punish him and win, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. You could see the disdain that he had in that moment. And, I mean, to Cowboy's credit, he said he wanted to beat up Miles Jury, called him out, and he basically did so. I mean, he won the fight.
Okay. Now let's switch gears. Conor McGregor was on the UFC pay-per-view tonight. Conor McGregor, of course, out of Ireland, a good fighter, and a lot of people think he's going to be the next world featherweight champion. Now he's going to get a date. I think he's got a date coming up on the 9th. Or the 18th, I'll check the date in just a second, on Fox Sports 1. But Conor McGregor going to fight in Boston, Massachusetts. Holy cow, they're going to sell out any arena in Boston with an Irish guy.
Definitely. I mean, he's a big draw, and you see that. He's already one of the top stars in the UFC, and he honestly hasn't really fought anybody of note yet. So he's going to keep increasing that fan base. And I think that he's the only fighter that gets to eat with the Fertittas and things like that. He gets to be with the Fertittas in ways that other fighters don't. They seem to have taken a liking to the young man from Dublin.
Conor McGregor, of course, unbeaten, 18 fights. Take that back. Had 18 fights, won 16 fights, 14 by knockout, one submission, one decision, and two losses, both by submission. What's he been a victim of? The choke?
Yeah, he's been a victim of the choke, but it's been a while since anybody's been able to do that. It'll be interesting to see him against some top wrestlers, though, because he hasn't fought any like real top wrestlers on this current UFC run that he has going.
Okay, when he takes on Dennis Siver is considered lunch meat. I mean, the January 18th, 2015, the TD Garden in Boston, Mass., but the other guy's considered lunch meat.
Dennis Siver's a very short guy, you know, and Conor McGregor's a big lightweight, so I think that that is a little bit of a recipe for disaster in that fight, and I think that you will see Conor McGregor win that one.
UFC Fighter of the Year for 2014, even though he fought the third day into 2015, we have to bestow those honors upon Mr. Jones.
Yes, I think we do. I mean, he's beating everybody put in front of him, you know, and you got to give him credit for that. No matter what you think about his personality as a fighter, he's one of the best that we've seen.
Okay. Cain Velasquez, of course, coming back in a few months. He's going to take on Fabrice Verdum. Fabricio got a chance here as far as Cain's concerned, or is Cain still in that world all by himself?
I think that Cain's still in the world by himself. I think of anybody left, Fabricio has the best chance. He's shown improved striking, and he's always had that great jiu-jitsu. So he has the best chance of anybody, but I think he's still got to go with Cain in that fight.
Switching gears from MMA to boxing, of course, this is your Combat Sports Recap brought to you by AlchemyWater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E, AlchemyWater.com. Let's talk boxing just for a second. 31-0, 28 KOs. He fights in February on HBO. Gennady Golovkin, deserving of the best fighter in the world, or should it go to Nicholas Walters for the year 2014?
I mean, I think they both have pretty solid cases. I'd say that Walters has a little better case. I think beating Donaire is more than anybody that Golovkin beat this year. But I honestly like Terrence Crawford for my personal pick for Fighter of the Year.
Of course, he's from Omaha, Nebraska, the WBO 135-pound champion, looking so good. And, of course, his big claim to fame, I think, as far as 2014 was the spanking that he gave Yuri Gamboa.
Yeah, that was impressive. He knocked Gamboa down four times, stopped him in the ninth round. I mean, that's the best that you could possibly do against a guy who was considered pound for pound for years.
Knockout of the year, should it go to Andy Lee knocking out Matt Korobov?
I would go with that.
Or the fight before that.
Andy Lee has two candidates for knockout of the year. There was a knockout that Matthew Macklin was on the receiving end of recently of a fighter from Argentina. I think I'd go with Lee over Korobov, though, because he was a pretty sizable underdog, and he was rocked right before he got that knockout, you know? So I think you could go with that. And it also won him a title. So, yeah, I think we should go with that knockout.
A little more ad nauseum here, of course, Floyd Mayweather allegedly negotiating with Manny Pacquiao. What's the merit to this, and where do we stand right now? I mean, is this fight going to happen in 2015? God, I'm so bored and tired of hearing about it. Either it happens or it doesn't. I really don't care at this point in time.
Yeah, I think it doesn't mean nearly as much as it did. I think the perfect time for it would have been 2009 or 2010. It's a little bit past its sell-by date at this point. I still think it's an interesting fight because, I mean, we've seen that they've both declined, but I think that Mayweather's always been the favorite, and that hasn't really changed. And hopefully they can finally get it done for the sake of boxing.
Zach Attack Young, yours truly, Pedro Fernandez, your combat sports update brought to you by Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, AlchemyWater.com. There's a difference in the water you drink. I kid you not. Find out why. Go to AlchemyWater.com and check out this great product. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, and about 20 other platforms. Straight up, we're live all around the world on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
This is your sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Liver Guard. If you drink, if you got a problem with alcohol, guess what? Liver Guard could be your best friend. I know a lot of drunks that use Liver Guard, and it helps them out. Straight up, Liver Guard, liver, G-A-R-D, liverguard.com. Talking NFL scores, of course, day number one, 2015 NFL playoffs. The Ravens were 30-17 winners over the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Cardinals failed so miserably. We'll get into that a little bit later. Against the Carolina Panthers, 27-16. The NBA, we go to my man, Dominic Jimenez.
Thank you, Pedro. We got Charlotte 98 over Orlando 90 in Orlando. Boston loses to Chicago on the road, 104-109. Miami gets thumped by Houston, 79-115. And Utah getting things done on the road with a 101 win over Minnesota, who's had 89.
That is your sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Liver Guard, liver, G-A-R-D. If you like to drink, check out Liver Guard. It could be your best friend. We're talking NBA, of course. The NBA season off and rolling now, 2015. Of course, the Golden State Warriors, still the best team in the league, no question about that, Dominic. And I got to give you props because you were blowing those guys in the preseason.
Absolutely, and they solidified it yesterday with a big win, won by 7 points over the then-first-place Toronto Raptors. They were the best team in the East, so the Warriors, top record in the West, and they beat the top team in the East last night. They are handling things, and I want to give a major props or shout-out right here to Draymond Green. You know, he's not a guy that's going to get the attention. You know, Curry and Thompson, the Splash Brothers, they're always going to get all of the attention, all of the all-star votes, whatever you want to call it. Draymond Green is one of those guys that does everything, goes about it, does his thing. He was a second-round pick out of Michigan State. I cannot tell you how excited I was as a Warriors fan when the Warriors got him in the second round. He played 4 years under Tom Izzo and was the best player on the team. I don't understand how a guy like that falls to the second round.
Okay. The Warriors are looking great, okay? But I think a lot of the Warriors, and I think of the 2014 season of the Denver Broncos, how they peaked too early, okay? They were a great team. They peaked too early, and they sort of like sizzled down the end. The NBA season is a long time running up and down that hardwood, man. It's a long time.
Absolutely. And that's why you can't be too concerned about a team peaking too early because there is so much season left. There's almost 50 games left in the season still. So a team can peak now, go through their cold streak just the way that sports do, and then come, you know, the last few weeks of the season, pick it back up and get hot again. It's completely possible.
Good enough. If the NBA season was to end right now, the surprise team obviously would be the Golden State Warriors to everybody but you. But what's the biggest disappointment in the NBA thus far?
The biggest disappointment might be the Oklahoma City Thunder. Right now, they're sitting in ninth place in the Western Conference. To be fair, they've had their share of injuries. Kevin Durant's missed time with recovering from a broken foot in the offseason. Russell Westbrook's been hurt. He messed up his hand. Durant sprained an ankle. But, you know, they're back, and they're still, they're still barely hanging on. They're on the outside looking in on the playoffs. For a team that was a title contender, that's going to be a little disappointing so far.
Why do people say the Knicks should be contenders and the Knicks sort of seem to be like pretenders? What's the story with the New York Knicks? Are they ever going to get their act? Will they ever return to being the franchise per se?
You know what? It's going to be a few more years for them to get even close to that. They are in
Willis Reed. I mean,
I mean, even the early 2000s with guys like Allen Houston and Latrell Sprewell, they were okay. They weren't bad.
Wasn't Latrell the guy that got in somebody's face over here? And what was his name?
It was P.J. Carlissimo.
P.J. Carlissimo tried to choke him to death or something like that?
Yeah, that Latrell Sprewell.
Listen, Latrell was okay. He went to Sacramento after that, didn't he?
Yeah. Latrell Sprewell was a good basketball player. Nothing like, oh, man, that's amazing. But he was a solid ball player.
Good enough. Let's take it to the Sports Byline phone lines. Let's go to Virginia and bring in Mark. Well, Mark, welcome to the Sports Overnight Show.
Well, you know, Golden State, no doubt about it. They were close last year. But, you know, they fired the coach, and I thought that was crappy. But Golden State is really killer. They are the best team this year, probably so far. But, you know, Oklahoma, when they get healthy, they're going to be the team to watch out for. You know, San Antonio, they're off and on. I still like maybe Cleveland. What do you think?
I'm not a big Cleveland fan. I'm not. I really don't think that LeBron James is going to do it all by himself unless he can put it together there. I mean, it's got to be chemistry, and people have got to be able to get along with each other. Don't you think, Dominic?
Yeah, you know, but you know, Pedro, I said this early in the season when the Cavaliers were struggling. It took some time for the chemistry to develop in Miami when LeBron and Chris Bosh went to play with Dwayne Wade. They have pretty much the same complementary cast, but I think Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love are a better match with LeBron James in Cleveland. You got to give—I know it's still only been 30 games. Give them some more time. I still think Cleveland, as long as LeBron's injuries right now, he's out for the next couple of weeks with knee and back injuries. Kevin Love left last game with back spasms. If these guys are healthy and they can get things to click, and, you know, there's a little bit of turmoil with the head coach, David Blatt, but if things can work out, the Cleveland Cavaliers can do major damage.
Hey, Mark, I've got a question for you, man. Should Kobe Bryant step away from the L.A. Lakers, or is he a detriment or is he a positive force? I mean, because when he's not there, they can beat the best team in basketball, the Golden State Warriors. When he's there, probably not.
Well, that's a big question. When he's there, they depend on him. When he's not there, they try to do better. But, you know, that's the million-dollar question. Until they get a better chemistry team going, I don't see. Can I say one more comment out?
Go for it.
What about the NFL game tonight? Baltimore Ravens, I mean, God, their defense is awesome. They got new data back, you know, on the defensive line. And Suggs did a great job tonight. They look like they could take the Patriots at home. What's your opinion on that?
I don't know. We'll go roll with that one, Dominic.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you. The Baltimore defense, shades of the early 2000s that won them that Super Bowl, that team that was anchored by Ray Lewis. There was a lot of questions about the secondary. But, man, LaDarius Webb, Jimmy Ward, all those guys looked absolutely phenomenal, and you hit the nail on their head. Terrell Suggs is a monster, future Hall of Famer, no doubt.
Hey, Mark, what about the defense of the Carolina Panthers? I mean, they allowed the team from Arizona Cardinals only like 78 yards, the lowest playoff yardage in NFL history. Of course, the former holders of that title were the 1958 Cleveland Browns, and included, of course, the great Jim Brown. It was a 10-0 loss. Could you imagine Jim Brown in a game and not running for more 86 yards all by himself, let alone the entire team, Mark? Do you remember Jim Brown?
Yeah, of course I do. The number one running back of all time, in my opinion.
No doubt.
His record got broke by, what's his name, DeMarco Murray. First four games of the season, over 100 yards. Well, everybody knows that, but you know what? They'll never be a replacement. But what do you think about the Detroit versus Dallas? I think Dallas should go ahead and take it easily. What do y'all think?
Tony Romo healthy?
Tony Romo's healthy. DeMarco Murray, he played last week, showed the hand was not an issue. Ndamukong Suh's presence for the Detroit Lions will be a big deal, but I think it was blown a little out of proportion. The Dallas Cowboys should handle things unless they pull a Dallas Cowboys and just do not show up.
You know, we don't like Jay. Go on.
By the way, this is Moonshine Mike. Y'all didn't know that?
Say that again?
This is Moonshine Mike.
Moonshine Mike. I like that Moonshine Mike. How about medical
marijuana?
I can tell you've had a little bit of moonshine, but tell you what, anytime you want to call us, you call us, man. You're welcome here on the show. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Yeah, that team, that 1958 team with the Cleveland Browns, of course, lost to the New York Giants in Yankee Stadium. That's what they used to play back in the day. It was 10-0. And, of course, on the New York Giants side, of course, was Pat Summerall. Take that back. Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry, they were running the show. Man, these guys are like legends, man. Of course, Vince Lombardi of the Packers and Tom Landry of the Dallas Cowboys. But also part of that game was Frank Gifford, great NFL Hall of Famer. Lou Groza, Chuck Knoll, the former Pittsburgh Steelers coach. And, of course, Pat Summerall as well, one of the greatest announcers of all time.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the best. Yeah, you know, him, Madden, Al Michaels. It's a certain level of broadcasters that, you know, people want to people aspire to. Legends, Howard Cosell is another one. All kinds of guys that you know, young broadcasters want to be, the guys that people grow up listening to, guys that are synonymous with the sport of football.
Greatest, I would think the greatest announcer as far as baseball is concerned, I of course he was my local guy, but it was Lon Simmons. I love to listen to Lon Simmons, but you know, a lot of people think that the guy with the Dodgers, of course, he's like 95 years
Scully.
Old. Vin Scully. He's like 95 years old. He was the greatest of all time. But the best guy ever, and I can't think of it right now, man, it's just killing me. He was the voice of the Oakland Raiders, the Golden State Warriors. I mean, he did the A's for a while. He had a beard. I can't think of his name now. He died about 8 or 10 years ago.
Bill King.
Bill, without a doubt. Hall of Famer, man. The greatest
he
announcer.
He should
ever.
Be. He's still not.
Still not in the Hall of Fame?
Not in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Somehow he keeps getting passed up for the Ford C. Frick Award, and every year that award comes around, the Bay Area lets them hear about it.
You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America, folks. You can join us on the toll-free if you want. And when I say toll-free, to you folks out there that don't understand English, toll-free means no cost. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Please bring your A game, because if you bring your B game, you will get dissed straight up coast to coast live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeart Radio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Network, whoa, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, OhioSports.com. If I keep going, I have like another 35 platforms. So straight up, of course, you can always catch us at SportsByline.com. 10 to midnight, Saturday nights. This is the Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Hour number two tonight, we're talking Bay Area sports. Of course, Bay Area has dominated sports as far as baseball is concerned. 3 world championships in the last 5 years. The Warriors, it look like they're going to kick some butt in the NBA Finals this year. Maybe for the first time since like 75 with Rick Barry. And, of course, the 49ers. Well, the 49ers, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about the 49ers. We'll hear from Jed York in hour number two.
Yes, sir.
Jed York. My favorite guy. You know, had D. Bartolo not screwed up and got involved with that couple of hundred thousand bucks, little penny ante shit crap down there in Alabama or wherever it was. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Had he not got involved in that straight up, he'd still be running the team, and I think the team would be the team. It's not really. It would never have left San Francisco, no matter how much money was involved.
Not at all, and he'd be in the Hall of Fame too.
1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking NFL. NFL, the National Football League, the playoffs, where it's going, the spread, tomorrow's games, today's results. We'll go through that once more. I'll get a little more in-depth on that one. And then, of course, we're going to talk a little trivia. Hour number two, we shift gears. We're going to talk about everything in hour number two, baseball as well. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Wow. NFL, the playoffs are upon us. 2015 is here. Who would think? I mean, you know, the Super Bowl, I remember when it first started, and that's how old I'm sort of giving away my age here. I remember the Super Bowl when it first started, it was like a big thing, but now it's like the whole world almost comes to a halt when the NFL Super Bowl, of course, takes place, and we've got the NFL season upon us, 2015. The hot teams are, Dominique, the hottest team in the NFL right now?
Hottest team right now is probably the New England Patriots.
Why?
They came into the playoffs on a roll, got themselves a first-round bye. They're in good shape.
Zach, what are we looking at as far as spreads for tomorrow's games are concerned? Talk to me.
We got Cincinnati at Indianapolis. Indianapolis is favored by 4. I think Indianapolis will cover that.
Hmm. Dominic, you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah, I'm with Indy on I'll take Indy on that. When A.J. Green, the all-pro wide receiver for the Bengals, is out with a concussion, Andy Dalton will still remain winless in the NFL playoffs.
Okay, I guess we can go unanimous on that one. Game number two?
Detroit Lions at Dallas Cowboys. Dallas is favored by 7. I'm not high on the Cowboys. I'm picking Detroit.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I'm going to take the points.
I'll take the Detroit Lions on the points on that one.
Man, I don't know. Every time I get in this minority situation here, go, folks, these guys eat me up straight up. Of course, I was the guy that picked Danny Cormier to beat up on John Jones in that UFC 182. And that wasn't the case. 4-1, according to the official scorecards. What else has happened as far as the NFL is concerned? I mean, when we look at the NFL as a whole right now, the entire playoff picture, what will we know after tomorrow, Zach?
Well, I think after tomorrow we will determine a lot about the NFC at least, because I think that between Detroit and Dallas, that's and them and the Packers, that's the top three in the NFC right now, in my opinion. So if one of them is eliminated tomorrow, or when one of them is eliminated, then we'll have a top two, and whoever wins that should be in the Super Bowl. So we're coming down to the last few.
Okay, we got rid of Jim Harbaugh. I mean, Jim Harbaugh's toast. He didn't say, he left on his own. Okay, he left on his own. The bottom line is he's gone, Dominic. I think we're a better team without him. But guess what? Dominic doesn't feel that way, do you?
Not at all. Jim Harbaugh has the highest winning percentage in 49ers franchise history as a coach. The last time they got rid of a winning coach like this was George Seifert. And after George Seifert, there were some dark days in San Francisco. I think it's just absolutely ridiculous that they would just go ahead and get rid of such a successful coach that has literally brought them from such a dark time. The late 2000s, Mike Singletary, Mike Nolan, oh my gosh, it was so bad. Jim Harbaugh brought them up from the depths of absolute garbage play and took them to 3 NFC championship games.
Mike Nolan got that gig because his daddy was Dick Nolan, one of the 49er coaches, head coaches back in the early 1970s when the 49ers came so close against Dallas, I think back in 1972 when Preston Riley fumbled an onside kick, and of course the 49ers season was over. Speaking of the 49ers, my main man, Mr. Jed York. Now, Jed York, right?
Jed York,
okay.
Yeah.
Not a big fan. He has never have been a big fan. He is, of course, a big fan of Eddie D, but straight up, this is what he had to say this week.
Winning isn't the only thing that matters. Winning with class is what matters.
Okay, what
were you not winning with class?
I mean, are you not going to blast us for off-the-field stuff for the last 3 or 4 years?
Was that Jim Harbaugh's fault?
Collectively, it was all of our fault.
So why, when there are more heads rolling than other than Jim Harbaugh's, should Trent Baalke have been held accountable and maybe a mutual parting of ways with him?
I mean, I think Trent and I are philosophically aligned on what we want to do with this team.
Wow. Okay, basically he threw Harbaugh under the bus, but Harbaugh signed a big contract. Is he getting like $10 million a year?
Yeah, it's going to be less than that. Jim Harbaugh told Michigan, I don't want that much money. He was actually a really good guy, a really cool guy about it.
Zach, I got a question on this one. I'm going to put you on the spot. We've got some of the greatest minds in the world, professors at MIT, professors at Harvard University. They're getting like $100,000 a year. And then some clown that runs the football franchise as a football coach gets like $6 or $8 million a year. Is there something wrong with that picture?
Yeah, definitely. I think that we have too much of an emphasis on sports and entertainment in general. You know, there's millionaires in entertainment who aren't really contributing very much to society as a whole, as much as, like, let's say a professor does.
Now, you're not alluding to the hip hop movement, are you?
Certainly not.
I throw jabs at Zach. Zach's a big hip-hop fan, folks. In fact, Zach came up here to a hip-hop festival a few months ago here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, Oakland, California. He had a great time, and I always razz him about it because, you know, he's not one of those guys that wears his pants down around his knees, do you?
No, I dress a lot more stylish than that, Pedro. I never understood the pants to the knees thing. That was always a little strange to
me. It was a gay thing. I worked in a jail. I worked in the San Francisco County Jail as a teacher. I taught life skills and physical education back in the 90s. That's right, an Ashland teacher. I was accredited teacher. And I saw these guys wearing these pants down that way, and that meant that they were, like, hot to trot. And now we've got kids wearing this stuff all over the place, black kids, white kids, brown kids, Asian kids. I don't know, Dominic. Am I just getting old?
No, I don't get it. It's my generation, and I don't get it. It's dumb. And the worst part is when they have the pants down by their knees, but they still have a belt on. That's the worst to me.
Well, here's what's up. It's the greatest thing outside of not tying your shoes when it comes to the world of police world. Because I tell you what, when I was a cop, the no tennis shoe thing came in, right? I was always catching those guys. There was only one guy that ever outran me in the SFPD. His name was Leroy Stacy Blankenship, and I'll never forget it. He went around the corner at on Paloo, and he disappeared. I was 15 feet behind him. He disappeared. I never found out what happened to him. He was in county jail. I went down to county jail to see him to find out what happened, okay? And he was released, and he got murdered a couple of weeks later. But he was the only guy that ever beat me. And that was when, before they were undoing their shoes, untying their shoes. With the untied shoes, it was, like, easy. Now with these guys with their pants standing around their knees, the cops don't even have to chase them.
Yeah, the cops that are in far less physical condition than you were, Pedro,
back in the day, listener, there was a certain amount of pride in police officers. We didn't shoot first. You know what I'm saying? We asked questions. We didn't shoot first. And that sort of is what's happened nowadays, is that we've got so many college graduates and these guys with college degrees and all this kind of good stuff. You need a degree from the School of Hard Knocks, I think, to be a good cop to some extent. At least you got to have a certain percentage of them on the police department. Because I tell you what, I'll never forget what the one guy told me, one of my mentors back in the day, a great gay banker here in San Francisco, said to me, "There's a thin line between cops and crooks, and you're somewhere in that thin line, Pedro." Straight up, let's talk college football. The college football playoffs are upon us. And, of course, Zach Attack Young, what happened in the this past week? Zach Attack's gone. The Skype is down. Straight up, Dominic.
All right. You know, there was all kinds of bowl games because there's a bowl game for everything. There's the clip your nails for your dog bowl
game.
The Taco
Bowl.
The Taco Bowl. The Taco Man Bowl, sponsored by Pedro Flash Fernandez. But the two games we cared about were the Rose Bowl, Oregon versus Florida State. Oregon, wow. They put on an absolute display. I picked Florida State, and boy, did I look stupid for doing that. Florida State got absolutely thumped. Absolutely thumped. Jameis Winston, I thought he was going to, you know, former Heisman winner, I thought he was going to do his thing. Famous Jameis, have a big game. I was wrong.
Okay, so what has transpired thus far in this first year of the playoffs? Is it a success thus far?
I would say it's a success so far. You've got your national championship game. You had an upset in the other game. Ohio State upset the number 4 seed, upset Alabama, the number 1 seed. So you had that going, which was nice. But one thing that was weird was you had TCU. They were pretty much the number 3 seed all year. So they would have been in the playoffs. The very final vote, voting for the 4 spots, they were dropped to number 6. So, you know, it leaves the question, okay, yeah, we'll make it a playoff so these small schools can have a shot, but is it just going to be a money-making thing like the NCAA has become?
NCAA, are they going to start paying the athletes, Dominic? I think they should have paid them like 25, 30, 40 years ago.
It should be happening. I think at some point it's going
to
happen.
Listen, I fought in the Golden Gloves. I used to get money for that. I did. The Examiner, when the SF Examiner was the main newspaper here in town, it was the afternoon paper, they sponsored the Golden Gloves. So when you signed up for the Golden Gloves, they sent you a check for $75. It was transportation money, but you were essentially being paid something. You know what I'm saying? Your meals were being covered. Your trunks were being covered. Your license was being covered. Now, NCAA, they're just taking all the money and running with the teams are.
I mean, especially when we're giving coaches $8 to $10 million a year. These schools are bringing in money in TV revenue. The Texas Longhorns have their own network, for crying out loud. You don't think that's making money in Texas? What is there in Texas? There's football, there's NFL, there's college, and there's high school football. That's all there is there. So you got merchandise, jerseys, apparel, memorabilia, all that kind of stuff, and these guys are not seeing a single penny of it, and that's why you've got that big lawsuit that's still happening. Ed O'Bannon.
Back to Harbaugh for a second. Talk about Jim Harbaugh. Of course, 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, and now he's like back in college football. I don't know. Did he really go out the way you think he wanted to go out? Probably not. We don't all get to choose that path. I mean, Bill Walsh chose his way out, but he's probably the only guy. And Rocky Marciano retired undefeated. But
yeah,
outside of those two guys.
Jed York would tell you he went out exactly how he wanted. I don't know how many times over the past week I've heard it was a mutual decision. It was a mutual decision. That's a load of baloney.
Okay. Jed York, probably the most unpopular guy in San Francisco as far as franchises are concerned. But the Giants aren't too far behind because they won't spend any money. We'll talk about that in hour number two. There's big families that own a percentage of the Giants, are the richest people in the world outside like the Waltons, okay? They own Walmart, mm-hmm. and they don't want to pay any money. They let Pablo Sandoval get away, and I'm telling you, folks, that's going to be the curse of the Giants for 2015. Watch what I say, letting the panda go. But straight up, we're talking Bay Area sports in hour number two. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Some interesting things as far as today in sports history. So in 1976, the Dallas Cowboys became the first wild card team to make it to the Super Bowl. That's right. Super Bowl used to be like in early January. Is it in March now?
No, it's in February.
I'm just kidding. Oh. But you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
this is getting a little out of hand.
Season's getting longer, more games, more money.
More games, more money, but you realize the window of opportunity for NFL players. I don't know if this longer season is good or bad because the average player lasts about 4.5 seasons.
Okay? Yeah, the NFL, not for long.
Okay, so is this good for him or is this bad for him?
I think the current length is okay. One thing that you may be able to do is cut back on the exhibition games. There's four games. I know you want to get a final look to see who your very bottom of the roster guys are going to be, but man, four exhibition games. Let's cut back those maybe two.
Let's straight up, back. We're talking NFL, of course, college football, a little college basketball, maybe an hour number two. But Bay Area sports is going to be the predominant subject in hour number two. Of course, we've got the Golden State Warriors, and they're hot as a firecracker. The 49ers, well, they're not so hot. And Colin Kaepernick, we're going to talk about that. What's he going to do as far as 2015 is concerned? Jim Harbaugh's not here anymore. Harbaugh was one of his biggest backers. Harbaugh was the guy that made the decision to go with him instead of Alex Smith, which is still a good decision, right?
Yeah, it was the right decision. Kaepernick's ceiling is just so much higher. Alex Smith, what you saw was what you were going
to
get.
Okay, Zach, before we run to the break, no, take it back. Zach is off for just for a second. As Colin Kaepernick, did he peak already?
No, I don't think so. I think there's lots of room for him to grow. The thing that is going to be the key to his success is if he puts in the work. Not just the physical work. We know he's taken plenty of shirtless photos. Plenty. GQ, Sports Illustrated, we get it. You're in great physical shape. What he has to do is put in the work in the film room. Watch the game tape. Learn how to be a quarterback. He's got all the tools in the world. You see Russell Wilson. He's got all the tools in the world.
Man, Russell.
But he knows how to go about and do it. Kaepernick needs a stable system, too.
Hour number two, the rise, the fall, the rise of Bay Area Sports 2014 right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. And we've got open phone lines coast to coast, and I dare you to call because if you call, you will show you've got intestinal fortitude because we don't let you slide if you're a dummy. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
866-490-3992, 866-490-3992, 866-490-3992, 866-490-3992.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
It's time for the Sports Byline Sports Update, of course, brought to you by LiverGuard, Liver, G-A-R-D, LiverGuard.com. If you got a problem with booze, if booze is your best friend, if caffeine and tobacco and all that kind of good stuff is like where you like to go, then LiverGuard, you probably want to take LiverGuard with you. LiverGuard, Liver, G-A-R-D, LiverGuard.com. Saturday, January 3rd, of course, these scores are history now. The Cardinals failed miserably with the Carolina Panthers, 27-16. Of course, we went into in detail a little earlier about the fact that they least yards in NFL playoff history. And, of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up short with the Baltimore Ravens, 30-17. That's the NFL side. The NBA scores, according to Dominic.
NBA San Antonio at home, winners 101-92 over Washington. Denver 114, Memphis 85. Ouch. Atlanta 115. Atlanta, best team in the Eastern Conference, Atlanta. 115 winners over Portland with 107. And the Clippers take it to the Philadelphia 76ers with a 127-91 win.
That is your sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by LiverGuard, Liver, G-A-R-D, Liver, G-A-R-D. If you've got a problem with booze, if you like to drink, guess what? LiverGuard may be your best friend. Straight up, hour number two, we're talking Bay Area sports. We're talking about the top turds in baseball, the top five turds in baseball. Do you know who the top five turds are?
I know you've got at least a couple of them. I know for sure that you've got on that list. I can't wait to hear the rest.
First, we're going to talk about the sports moments of the year for 2014. We'll talk about the Bay Area sports with Zach Attack Young. We'll be back with us in a couple of minutes. So we've got a full plate for hour number two. And I dare you to call. And when I say dare is that, you know, it takes intestinal fortitude and stones to call my show. Because if you call me and you don't know what you're talking about, a gangster slap on the air. 1-800-878-7529. Live with it, baby. 1-800-878-7529. Sports Overnight America, weekend edition returns right after the news.